All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to video number 15, the 15 step in the 25 steps to building a successful brand. And this video topic is going to be about the middle. Now, the middle basically means you're in the middle of your process, but you're ahead in the game. So earlier we were referencing like logos. When we see a logo, we know what's good. We know what works. We know it doesn't work. And that just comes with experience. And there's going to be a level. There's going to be a time in your brand, in your life, in your business, whatever it is that you're doing, where you're going to start to gain knowledge and you're going to pass all the baby steps and you're going to have all your stuff figured out, like your aesthetic, your brands, your look, like everything's going to be figured out. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, I'm here. How do I get to the next level? Right. And I'm having the personal, even I struggle with this, you know, speaking from personal experience, where the more that you know, the more you realize that you don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And that can be a discouragement in itself, because you start to realize like something is simple. And we'll talk about, you know, different websites, but like whoever knows, Squarespace is a very like do it yourself type thing. It looks good. You can go on there, customize stuff. Right. And then you have WordPress, which is like a super advanced software, you know, which that's like the stuff the big guys use, the top dogs in this and stuff. And for me, I was finding myself like I had a really good website template and stuff, but I was getting discouraged because like, okay, now I'm trying to get to this to this level. And it's okay to feel that way, because you always want to keep progressing. You don't want to stay there, but at least you know that you've ran the race and that you're here, and always be grateful to where the point that you gotten. Because I'm thinking to myself, like I push down a lot of times and I forget like, oh, I'm there because I'm trying to get here. Right. But then I forget that like, wow, there's a bunch of people who are not even close to where I'm at right now. Right. So it's like when you get to that point, you're going to get to that point, right? As long as you stick through shit. If you quit, like, you're never going to get here.
Right.
But this is more for, like, you're in. You know what you're doing. You got your shit down. You realize that you're starting to know and acquire knowledge. But the knowledge that you're acquiring, you're saying, like, wow, there's a lot more to this than I thought.
Right.
Don't let that be a discouragement. Make sure that you use it as motivation and fuel to keep going. And understand that everybody goes through that as well. Like, I'm going through it, still going through it. And just, you know, keep going. Like don't give up in the process and figure out just how you got from where you were to now. Apply those same principles to get to where from you are to get into that top dog level or that. And it's just going to be keep getting walls and walls that you got to keep breaking. So like, that's just my perspective on
it. No, 100%. I couldn't agree more. That middle is a crazy place. You know what I mean? Because it's like, look, you've had so much momentum. And now you're like your momentum starting to die off. You're like, okay, now what? You know what I'm saying? You start to feel discouraged. Like, okay, I was so juiced. You know what I'm saying? That energy starting to wear off. But a big thing that, you know, that I find very valuable, again, it comes down to, you know, personal development. You need to stay driven. You need to stay listening to people who have what you want on a day-to-day basis to keep you motivated and to keep, you know, keep that momentum going. And also finding inspirations within other people, because you're going to find and get new ideas. I find inspirations from everybody. I go to everybody's page. I save so much stuff on my Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have so much stuff saved. So I never want to reach that middle part again, that middle, like that block ever again. I want to just keep going because I find inspiration. Like, okay, I like how this person did that. I'm going to implement that into my brand and do it my own way. Okay, I like how this person did that, and I'm going to implement that into my brand.
Yep.
And so staying in that phase, you know, of constant, you know, learning, really what it comes down to, you know, never stop learning and growing. Because as soon as you do that, you're going to be like, okay, what do I do next? And, you know, always learn different skills, different, you know, just different things that other people do, and, you know, and just incorporate them into your brand. And that's when you're going to get past, you're going to push through that phase where you're like, okay, what do I do next?
You
get, you get like discouraged, because entrepreneurship is like, it's a roller coaster. Building a brand is a roller coaster, bro. You're going
to
go down.
Trying to
up.
Do something that's out of the normal is a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster. And it's like, you're like, it just literally, it's just like, and it's draining.
That's a damn quote.
Yeah, it's draining. It's frustrating. But like the end result is ultimately what needs to push you through, you know, having the vision, having the purpose, tying back up to the other, you know, steps that we talked about before. Having those things are ultimately going to get you through those times of discouragement and the times where you're like, okay, I have all these things. Now, how do I implement them and make them better than my competition, or how to implement them and make them, you know, in you know, drive traffic or whatever to so more people can see it. You're going to have to learn to put your ego aside and learn from other people, you know, and that's really the big thing, is like learning from other people when you've done everything you've done creatively. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I hit a cap. Yeah, I hit a cap, because you're going to hit a cap. I mean, it's like, that's just the way it is. And tool. you take the time to look at other people for inspiration.
Yep. Look at other people for inspiration and learn. And like I've been a person who I can personally vouch for trying to do everything my damn self. Mm-hmm. And this middle path is where you start to learn about delegation.
Yeah,
and learning
facts.
About
that's
telling, you know, I'm going to. Yeah. So
the
I'm
team
gonna,
aspect.
Yeah. Building a team and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And that's stuff that we're going to have in, you know, later in the course.
Absolutely.
But like, just remember, like, this is crucial. You're going to get here. And when you get here, just don't forget to stop growing. Cool. Right. So that's pretty much it for this video. We'll see you guys on the next video. And again, if you guys have any questions, please let us know.